What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Milwaukee Sports Performance Podcast. My name is Michael Falk, and I am here today to talk about some early baseball season thoughts. That's right. We are at the start of baseball season in Wisconsin, and our office has been slammed with kids that are dealing with arm pain so far. And so I just wanted to share some quick thoughts as they're happening this week of what we're seeing, some mistakes that we're seeing made, and try to share some ideas that hopefully you can utilize as this baseball season really gets ramped up so that you can stay healthy for the long run. So as we're going into it, we'll kind of go through some simple things that we're seeing. The first is workloads. Okay, we have seen several kids already this week that have built up in the offseason to throwing two sets of 20 pitches in their offseason bullpens and in their tryout bullpens. And then they just had their first start and they went, one athlete went 80 pitches and the other went 102 pitches. So went from 40 pitches in a bullpen to 102 pitches in a game. And that is just too big of a jump. So whatever number of throws you built up to in your offseason bullpens should be your starting day pitch count and no more than that, because you've got to factor in that in that opening day, you're going to throw a little bit of a pregame bullpen to get ready. And then you'll throw some pitches in between innings to kind of get loosened back up and find the zone. And then you'll throw the actual quote unquote pitches that count in the game. So even if you throw the exact same number of pitches that you threw in your bullpen, a couple things are going to happen. You're going to have those extra pitches and warmups, but the intensity, once the adrenaline gets going of facing an opposing hitter and competing, usually the intensity of those pitches also starts to go up, okay? It is really just something that you have to stick to that. If your arm is not prepared to throw 80 pitches or 100 pitches, it's just not prepared, and you will be setting yourself up for injuries if you throw that many pitches in that first game. So whatever your previous number of pitches in a pen was should be where your pitch count starts in the game and no more than that. Then how do you build up from there? I think a good number is roughly 10 to 15 pitches a week over the course of the season. We've been recommending a lot of kids to stay in that 70 to 80 pitch range, no more than that for the average game, especially if you're going to be playing summer baseball. Going out and throwing 100 pitches a week over and over and over again is at some point just going to catch up with you and really wear your arm out. So kind of starting at that 40, 50, whatever that number is for you, build up 10 to 15 pitches a week, and then settle in around that 70 to 80 throw mark should be a good spot to start in, as long as you are feeling good at that number. So that would be our guidance to use as a way to build up. Okay. The second thing to factor in is it is cold outside, all right? There's nothing you can do about that. Unfortunately, we live in Wisconsin and we're getting a bad stretch of spring weather right here. It looks like around the corner, it'll start getting a little bit nicer. But the elements do matter. You've been throwing inside, you're used to that. You're outside, not feeling your fingers as well, not feeling the ball as well. That tends to cause athletes to squeeze the ball a little bit harder, tends to get you stiffer in between innings. So just making sure that you are staying active in between innings. You've got something to keep your hand warm, some type of hand warmer. You're wearing the appropriate clothing for that, right? And just having a plan to deal with the elements. There's nothing we can do about that, but it does impact how you feel and how your body feels and how your body is going to respond to the baseball and the overall throwing motion. So just keep that in mind as you are out there and pitching. The next mistake that we've been seeing a lot is athletes changing their routines as we transition from the off season into working with your high school. So a lot of the players that we work with are work with clubs. And so they are with their clubs all winter in a very, relatively structured throwing program that's well observed. They're in the weight room on consistent days. They've got this really good routine. They're doing their warm-up, their plyo ball drills, all of that stuff. For some reason, we've been seeing athletes, as you transition from that to high school, we are now seeing kids get away from that routine, whether it be the warm-up routine, the frequency that they're throwing, how many bullpens or how many times they're pitching in a week, whatever the case may be, they are building, they're kind of tweaking that routine. They're just falling out of what worked for them all year. And now they're starting to feel sore, stiff, lose motion, have some pain. We can't say like, oh, it's just the routine that caused that, right? It's not, I wish injuries were that simple. If you just could do this simple routine, you'd never get hurt again. That's not the case. These things all interact together, but those routines are important, and trying to stick with what is working for you as closely as possible is really important. And that looks like your warm up. That looks like maintaining your in-season strength conditioning program, taking the time to get into the gym 1 to 2 times per week to strengthen your body, work through full ranges of motion, work on the mobility, work on the power development. All of that stuff will help you recover better and feel better. And the evidence has shown will help keep you healthier longer. And then stick with your throwing routine. If you were throwing 5-6 days a week, don't all of a sudden switch to throwing 3 days a week. If you were throwing 2 bullpens a week, don't all of a sudden switch to just not throwing a bullpen unless you're pitching in a game, right? The things that were working for you are the things that you need to keep doing. If you were feeling good doing them, don't stop. You have to find a way to incorporate it into that. And I know that in talking to athletes, it's hard once you're kind of in a new setting and not everyone's doing that, and you don't want to be the odd guy in the corner throwing your plyo balls or doing your J-bands or whatever the case may be for you. But you need to create time, be a leader, show that you can do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself, be available for your teammates, and be out there and perform. Okay, so stick to that routine if your routine was working for you. If you don't have a routine and you're not sure what you should be doing on a given day, if you don't know what you should be doing as a warm up or cool down, or should you throw light or medium, or when should you schedule that second pen, go ahead and reach out to us. DM us on Instagram @kinetic_SMP, and we can send you some resources that you can use to help build that weekly schedule, because it is critical. Okay, so if you need help or guidance on that, just send us a DM on Instagram @kinetic_SMP, and we'll send you whatever we can to help you with scheduling that routine and getting you into a good weekly rhythm for your arm. Fourth is just being really intentional. Okay, it's a really low-hanging fruit with a lot of players. We typically will see players that start to experience pain or injury. They'll come back and things will be different in their arm, where we maybe saw them, they were feeling good, they had, I'm going to make up some numbers here, but they had 180 degrees of overhead motion, and they had 135 degrees of external rotation and 50 degrees of internal rotation, something like that. And they'll come back and that overhead motion that was 180 degrees is now restricted to 170. So they lost 10 degrees of motion there. They lost some internal rotation. Those things by themselves, there's lots of things that can affect range of motion on a day-to-day basis. Not always a big red flag. But if you don't address them, now you're out there and you're throwing with movements that maybe you don't quite have the full available ranges of motion that you normally do, or maybe the strength or something's changed within your body. You've gotten stiff in your T-spine, something like that. I think the easiest way to combat this when you're not seeing in a professional team environment where you're seeing an athletic trainer or something every day, is to really be intentional with your movements and your warm-up and your throwing, right? Pay attention to, don't just go through the motion of your warm-up, but pay attention to, how does it feel when your arm feels really good, when you're throwing really well, when the velocity is there, ball's moving, arm feels great, recovered. How does that warm-up feel? Where do you feel the exercise working? What feels tight? What feels restricted? What's always normally super loose and easy to do, and maybe you don't even feel anything, right? Set into, what is my normal? Those first few throws with the plyo balls or playing catch, warming up, how does that feel, right? Be really in tune with your body and start looking for changes, right? Start noticing, hey, normally I feel this exercise in this area, and right now I'm feeling it in, I normally feel it in the back of my shoulder, and right now I'm feeling it in the front of my shoulder. Normally when I do this T-spine rotational drill, I'm able to get my shoulder blade all the way flat on the ground. And today I can't get my shoulder back touching the ground. It feels really tight and restricted. I'm not moving as far. Right? Pay attention to these little changes in your body. And then when you notice those things, add in a little extra work. Like, hey, I'm really noticing when I do this stretch, I don't normally feel it, but today I'm feeling it right down there in my lat. Well, maybe go get a foam roller, do a little extra lat foam rolling, maybe do a little bit of extra breathing that you're trying to use to loosen up your lat muscle, right? But if you can be very intentional and take some time with paying attention to your body as it goes through that routine, you can start to do something about it. You could ask questions. It can be that early little kind of warning light that, hey, something is not recovering quite well, quite right in my body. If we address that earlier, we can maybe offset potentially having issues later down the line by, you know, eventually dealing with pain or just decreased performance. So don't just go through the motions. Take your time, be intentional, pay attention to how your body feels, set in what's normal for you, and try to follow up with that. All right. So those are four quick little things. We're going to keep it a pretty short, really practical podcast today. I'm really geared towards our baseball players. This is one of the busiest times in our clinic every year, just as the season ramps up. We see kids, unfortunately, just kind of deal with some of these injuries and little aches and pains, and want to try to help you get in front of it this year. So if you found this really valuable, I would appreciate it if you share it with your coaches, your teammates, whoever else you think might benefit from it. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you a baseball player that's getting ready for your season right now? Do you want to learn what it takes to keep your arm healthy and perform at a high level all season long? Let's face it, injuries and arm injuries in particular are only expanding in baseball right now. If you get hurt, it is going to impact your development, your ability to compete and help your team, as well as just the fun of playing the sports you love with your teammates and friends. We have a free online mini course that goes through exactly what you need to do to prepare your arm and to keep your arm healthy all season long. You can find this course and sign up at the link in our bio on Instagram at @kinetic_SMP or in the show notes to this podcast on any of your major podcast platforms. Hit that link, sign up to get access to the course today.